Chickens go ahead on the air. They want to put you everywhere.
Ask a question, tell them stuff.
Start your favor, say it now.
Tell them what you're trying to do.
School in the dark. When I see Hagrid chilling with his fang in the park, I approach with a present, a chocolate frog who's at his leash. Oh my god, a three-headed dog! Then Caroline with Dumbledore in a hat, and Miss McGonagall disguised as a cat. Nearly headless, naked, morning Myrtle had a flat, telling stories about all the ghosts of Christmas past. I head to Gryffindor and look because I gotta finish Christmas shopping with my friend Harry Potter. The last gift he needed was Hermione. He keeps the Diagon, the flying car with ease. So I chipped and catch with Harry. The gift was hers, an invisibility cloak and matching purse. But when we got back, we fought, cause we hit the tree. We proceeded to be the living bogeys for me. Griffin's teens, Ron's eating candy cane flavored beans, Hermione equals ornaments of green,
and Harry shows his movies on big screens.
Dudley, aunt and uncle get best regards, Hepburn dropped off 3,000 Christmas cards. Voldemort is writing Santa at this hour, asking for Mortar's one ring of power. The books that we read are the books of Rowling, except for Mr. Snape, who just sits there scowling.
Christmas, Harry.
Right.
Happy Christmas, Ron.
Get the Grinch. Harry Potter.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
The Gryffindor.
Happy Christmas, Ron. Christmas.
Okay.
Go press, go press.
The Gryffindor.
It's so great, a brand new nigga. 2004 broomstick for Quidditch. Draco's gift is a love of gold and a book from Tom Riddle that'll rule his soul. There's a matching sign
just for Dobby.
When a guest walks in from across the sea. Well, my name is Luke Speed, a major artist for hire, and I'm a roast of chestnuts on a goblet of fire. From the muggles of the world, it's a message you hear. We wish you a family Christmas and Tranky New Year.
That was a little Christmas at Hogwarts. We're actually live now. I've been kind of inadvertently jerking Jick around like, okay, we're live. No, we're live now. Now? But no, seriously, now. Now we're on the air.
Hi, everybody. I'm kind of out of it, kind of doped up on account of having had this sort of debilitating viral illness for the last 2 weeks. I've spent the last 2 weeks mostly lying in bed and sweating. How about you, Mr. Skullhead?
Much the same, but not alone.
I
was going to say, like, actually with my wife rather than your mom.
But. Yeah, no, it's, you know. So, yeah. Sorry if I'm a little out of it. It's because I'm a little out of it.
Yeah, be wary, kids, if you visit a website that hosts, say, viral videos or JPEGs or anything that's transmitted virally.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the doctor, and he was all, "You have bronchitis, lol."
Hmm.
And I was like, "Don't laugh. It's not funny." And he was like, "I know, and it's going to take you like 2 weeks to get over it." He actually said most people have been coming in saying that they've been sick for 2 weeks, and I'd only been sick for 9 days when I went in, and I was like, "What are you trying to imply, that I'm some kind of pussy?" And he was like, "I didn't actually say that to him."
That just means that you're a little bit smarter than most people, because you're supposed to go in before you're almost completely dead.
I don't think it would have made any difference is the thing. He's, you know, he gave me some antibiotics so that it didn't turn into pneumonia.
Right.
And he gave me some wonderful magic juice. Which is apparently just Vicodin in cough syrup form, which is strange. It tastes like oranges. Delicious oranges made of lotus flowers.
So you could take that and then drink like 3 PBRs and pretend you're still in college. This is a Vicodin alcohol mix.
Oh, yeah.
Popular with the kids nowadays.
I have not had a drop of alcohol for like 8 or 9 days.
That's going to make you sicker than anything.
I know, dude. I literally cannot remember the last time I went this long. Like, I will periodically go a week without drinking, so I can be like, all right, I am still capable of going 7 days without drinking. But
right.
This time it wasn't even like, oh, I should go without drinking. It's like, I don't have the strength in my arms to actually reach for the bottle. It's getting to the point where at night I feel a little better. Last night I actually got up and cleaned my kitchen, which was getting pretty sick. What with all the soup cans and just disgusting paper towels laying around. Yeah. So anyway, I guess nothing has really been happening. The sort of Crimbo stuff has been unfolding since... Were we on the radio a week ago?
We were. And then we talked briefly about it. I think since that show, the final stage of the quest was rolled out, which led some people to say that we were lame for front-loading the content like that.
We were planning on putting it all out on November 1st.
Yeah.
I mean, December 1st.
Yeah, I just didn't see the point in, you know, more so than we did, arbitrarily lengthening the time that you spend in each zone. It's true that in maybe a day, maybe two, you can see all of the content in each zone. You can complete the quest in fewer turns than that, if the RNG is kind to you, but that's as much content as there was, and it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, giving people an extra couple of weeks to make toys and play around and stuff is not the worst.
Yeah, it's really not hurting anybody. Actually, it's hurting everybody.
Is it?
On account of all this goddamn lag.
Yeah. That's actually just me. I'm running a million scripted multis.
Running a million KOM Mafia bots. It's ridiculous. It seems like just about twice as many people playing at any given time.
Yeah.
Although a lot of it is not so much more people playing as the fact that all those monsters scale to your stats, meaning that everybody's fights are taking a lot longer. There was apparently, because KOL Mafia will like automatically buy scrolls of drastic healing in the mall, if you tell it to like automatically heal you during combat, there was just a shitload of that going on. Like, we looked at the statistics over time on that, and it was crazy. Holu Tawal asked people in the KOL Mafia thread to be nice, and then they were like, fuck you. And I was like, oh, wow, great. People don't suck at all. Yeah, you know who you are. Istanbul says, there's probably a ton of questions here. It's also clear to me now. How could I not have seen it before? Generally round physique, has a bird to whom he speaks. Primavera angel hair is Ziggy. For further proof, you have only to consider the various surrealisms that occur to both people and are shared with the populace.
Primavera angel hair is Ziggy.
PBA has hair. Was Ziggy like a chemo patient, or...
I think he
was he like a skinhead,
or someone who's not that good at drawing.
Oh.
And didn't want to get into drawing hair. He does kind of look like Kilroy. So he's Dennis DeYoung. And at some point, robots are going to take over that have Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets on their heads. Sticks. What? Kilroy was here. The album.
Okay.
That Mr. Roboto comes off of.
Okay, alright.
Yeah. One of my friends in high
school. Kilroy was here, like the sort of Frodo Lives of World War II.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they draw the little guy peeking over the wall. And right, Kilroy was here.
I see.
Or there was just some guy named Kilroy who really, really got around and had a really long pendulous nose.
I saw a piece of graffiti when I was a kid that stuck with me, which somebody had written on the wall of the laundromat, toothpaste was here.
Hmm.
Like, cool.
Was it written in toothpaste?
No, because that would have been, I think, sort of beyond the scope of cleverness possible in the Midwest.
Right. But, it was in the Midwest where there was all the grout-based graffiti, wasn't it?
No. It was here at ASU.
Oh, okay.
There was this one particular bathroom stall where the tiles were sort of, I don't know, like just far enough apart that you could write a single letter in the grout. And so in every line between tiles, either, you know, horizontally or vertically, there were just all these puns on the word grout. That people, like, just one person wrote one, and I'm so pissed off that I never was able to get, like, pictures to come out properly, because the camera I had at the time was kind of shitty and wouldn't focus that close.
Mm. What was it, like, with or with grout you?
Yeah, with or with grout you, on the grout side looking in. Twist and grout.
It's Twist and Dow.
Slawunmi says, what, no spooky aspirin? Aspirin is no laughing matter. Prevents heart attacks. And heart attacks are funny. So
and me, you have no
aspirin is not funny. Black Belt Duck says, hooray, Vampire Ducks! Will the Vampire Duck ever have its own special combat message in the future?
Yes.
Yes.
I fully intend to write something for the Ray Gun and the Vampire Duck.
Snave says, could you please change the chat filter slightly so that yay is no longer blocked as shouting? What do you consider coming into chat and going, yay? If that's not shouting, I don't know what is.
Yeah, if you use a period, it's not shouting.
It's entirely not true, but it would be funny if it was.
Isn't it, though? Because you have to, the exclamation point is a capital one, so that's why it hits the shout filter.
Oh,
right?
No. I don't think so.
Ridiculous. All
right. Archley says, so I'm in the grocery store the other day, and there's a bargain bin of cheap cans of olives. In my head, I'm all, huzzah, cheap olives for the making of drinks and potions. Then I realize what I was doing. Damn addictive game. Well, you should have bought it, because, I mean, you can use olives to make cheap drinks and potions in real life.
If by potions, you mean martinis.
Well, no, that's, by drinks, I mean martinis, and by potions, I mean, you know, you can make a potion out of olives, put some olive juice and some aspirin, and you get a potion for curing headaches.
I see.
And preventing heart attacks, yeah.
Okay, so apparently the shout filter just doesn't work for me.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't apply.
I went into normal and tried to set off the shout filter, and apparently I can't.
Gorblack says, please tell the WikiWrite and fools that the Razor Tip Yo-Yo is not a reference to Mega Man Battle Network. I really need to get an account on the Wiki so that I can, because I frequently see things in there that it's like, oh, this is a reference to. Sometimes I see things that I'm like, wow, you know, this is not exactly a reference to that, but I was thinking about that when I wrote it, you know, like just some turn of phrase or whatever that I'm surprised anybody noticed. But, yeah, a lot of the times there'll be references to things that I've never heard of. And, I want to like that Mega Man Battle Network game. I really do. Because the idea of it's so cool, but the gameplay is so awful. It's like the actual fight system is kind of neat, but then it's like, oh, okay, we're going to make you run around this incredibly boring overworld where everything looks exactly the same as everything else because it's like the future. Yeah, it's Tron-y, but it's not Tron-y in a good way. Anyway, you know, Tron 2.0... has proven to me that, you know, just because it's Tron doesn't mean that every environment has to look alike, you know?
Right. Then For the record, no, the Racer Tip Yo-Yo was not a Mega Man reference. I just thought somebody ought to make a yo-yo that's just two circular saw blades around an axle. That should have a chance of hurting you. I'm sure I've seen some kung fu movie where somebody had something similar.
Mm. I remember when I used to throw saw blades at that outhouse for fun. Yeah. Those were the days.
Good times. Good times.
Hogula says, why is the 17 ball not animated? I haven't gotten around to animating it. We sort of... Everybody's like all like, oh, cool, you've decided to start putting out new ultra rares and not animating them so people won't be able to tell if they're ultra rares or not, and like prompting all kinds of, quote, interesting, unquote, discussion in the forums where one person's like, huh, this is an ultra rare. And then somebody else is like, no, it's not, you stupid asshole. And it's like just... Yeah. I am absolutely certain that this is not an ultra rare because of A, B, and C, just like, you know, none of which are sort of true or would make any difference even if they were. Yeah, so I'll animate it one of these days, you know. Waterbow says, will there be new stainless and plexi items for NS13?
I hope not.
No,
it's hard enough finding enough iterative.
Yeah, no. There'll be something along those lines, but nothing. The only thing is that the stainless and plexi items might get their enchantments beefed up a little bit because they'll take so much longer to get. So you know they'll be better in the future. Zookeeper says, I think that for a familiar to count as favored, you should have to beat the naughty sorceress with it. My leprechaun was a big help on this run. Well, I mean, for you to get 100% run, you have to fight the naughty sorceress with it. So, for it to count as favored in terms of a leaderboard, familiar leaderboard run for that, then you do. So, I think it works out pretty well the way that it is.
Wow, I just clicked on the adventure again, Lincoln got for a good 10 seconds. You're fighting a festive weapons ass. And, I thought that was entertaining.
Oh, yes.
It just froze up at that point.
Sweet Jesus. Even Oakhill says, in the spirit of Crimbo, I thought I'd share my source of cheese balls. Amazon sells them by the barrel.
35 ounce barrels. $16.50.
That is fucking great. How big is the 35 ounces of... Because those things weigh almost nothing.
Right.
So, I mean...
70 ounces would be a... Like a 2 liter is, what, 64 ounces?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, fluid ounces are different, right. I think. I'm sure this is actually by weight. You can. So, like, imagine, like, 70 ounces of weed.
Oh, I am.
Well, no, those look like giant barrels of cheese balls, and that looks like something that... It never occurred to me to buy food from Amazon.
Yeah. I mean, you can get it at Sam's Club or Costco.
I've never seen them at Costco. Yeah. And I would not go to Sam's Club.
I love the reviews.
The reviews.
Although the product information has a typo that makes it entertaining to nerds like me. Like, what would be the perfect little tangy mouthful to serve? The answer is clear, comma, Utz cheese balls, which to me means that they're clear cheese balls, instead of the answer is clear, colon. And I would buy clear cheese balls. That would be quite cool.
Crystal cheese balls.
Yep. Did you see there's some gallon of milk that's on Amazon.com from some organic farm, and it has, like, 300 reviews of everybody just being smartasses about it.
No.
Like, I bought it, and I just want you to know, it says it contains 128 ounces, but on the back it said 129.5 ounces. I need a little more precise measurement in my dairy products. It's like, guys, forget about the milk. It's all about the jug. This jug is awesome. It's just like a $3 gallon of milk.
ACM says, I love the fire it into the sun solution for nuclear waste, but that testimony after the Challenger disaster indicates a 10% chance of blowing up on the pad. Oops. Listening to that radio show and your remark about letting the mutant porpoises work it out cracked me up. Uber Noodle Boy says, this whole Christmas is under attack thing ticks me off. Hanukkah is a minor holiday, and I'd like to see a Christian claim that they're being persecuted to a Holocaust survivor. And here's a joke. What does a Jew say when you wish him or her a Merry Christmas? Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. I guess that isn't a very good joke.
Well, I mean, what does a Jew say when Bono says Merry Christmas to him? He just wishes to include the rest of the band in his Christmas wishes.
That's not a very good joke, so here's a better one. How do you get a nun pregnant? Fucker.
Hmm. How do you get a nun pregnant? Fucker.
BioSpark says, the description on the Hill of Beans mentions Franks and beans. The logical things to do seem to be to cook a knob sausage in there, but apparently that doesn't work. Are knob sausages different from Franks somehow? Seems like one tube of meat should be the same as any other.
Yeah, ask your mom.
Yeah.
BioSpark.
Yeah. He also says, also, flails don't have any combat hit messages. Oversight? Oversight.
I don't know if that's an oversight so much as flails had so many different
types
of weapon in there that I tried to do individual ones for some.
I mean, the thing is, I don't think we need to be afraid to have just, you know... I would say that pretty much, like, anything that you hit your opponent with the X, you know, you whomp your opponent upside the head with the X.
Right.
You know, like, just basically any sort of physical weapon could, we could write a set of generic hit messages for those so that nothing, I mean, then the complaint would be, oh, this only has the generic messages, you know, rather than, you know, but. ACM says, suggestion, make the Sinister Cave quest a guild quest and perhaps a reward for the third guild challenge, or maybe that's too many birds. It'll eventually be a guild quest, but one part of a very long chain of fighting your nemesis thing.
Darkblade, it points out that Ziggy plays guitar.
Oh, yes.
If I had ever found that the guy who does Ziggy did a cartoon in which just one weird-looking guy and one guy with gills all over him came to jam good with Ziggy on his guitar, I would have a lot more respect for him.
Furtawun says, rollover seems to give a boost to MP according to what your campground would give you, but there's no bonus to HP. Am I just wrong, or why is this so? I thought there was a bonus to HP also. It's a little different, I think, than what you get when you rest, but I don't remember. It's been a long time since I did that. Wallawalla23 says, what determines in which channel a ban announcement shows up? The channel in which the person who gets banned is sitting. Jed the Nifty says, how about letting people trade in 1 to 2 Mr. A's to get all the text to the Crimbo content sent to them with a bunch of the items and lose access to those areas in-game? It would reduce lag. Yeah.
You can do that with me privately, but we don't do that publicly.
Waterboo says, you guys need to watch Gay Niggers from Outer Space. Oh, I've seen it. So bad. It's so bad that you wish it was gay porn.
Yeah.
It's not, but... Izchak says, hey guys, when you rebuild the tower for NS13, if you do the tower monster thing again, please insert some kind of monster that can only be defeated with an arrow, just so that we can get arrowed for the Teen Girl Squad reference. Reference is already in different places, and there is no arrow combat item, you know?
That's what would make it really funny. I mean, you think getting the cow now pisses people off. I think in Tower Monster you have to...
The cow now? Brown?
How?
How?
Hugh? There should just be one monster that you can't beat until you level up to what? What was it, like level 256 and hitting them?
Yep. GCN 1234567 89 says, the lag is horrible. What do you think about stopping the KOL Mafia stop platers from being on all day? Weird. Stopping the KOL mafia to stop platers from being... Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. You know, Hall suggested that just to see... To disable KOL mafia logins for, like, one day just to see how big of a difference it would make. I don't really know how big of a difference it would make. We've been doing some analysis just to kind of see. You know, it was laggy last Christmas, too. And granted, last Christmas we didn't have, like, new servers, but... You know, it's in general, our server capacity is fine for the sort of, you know, day-to-day level of play that we experience. It's just because of the holiday content. Yeah, there's like 1,000 extra people logged on at any given time beyond what there were, like, last month, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, we can't... I don't know. It's like, theoretically, we will eventually need everything to be able to handle this level of play. But if, like, right now, if it's only like this 5% of the time, it doesn't make sense for us to, you know, spend all the money on extra servers for extra capacity so that it never gets slow at all, you know, when what we've got is more than adequate for 95% of the actual time, you know. I mean, it's so it's, you know, the KOL Mafia thing, it's, I don't know. I don't know about actually trying to stop it, because if we were to prohibit its use, you know, hacked versions of it that got around whatever prohibitions we put on it would emerge almost instantly. And so, you know, we'd just be relying on people's, like, you know, honesty to deal with it. If we were relying on people's honesty, why wouldn't we just ask them to stop doing it, you know? Yeah. Sizzler says, a panel of scholars and government officials recently said that taxation of assets from online games such as World of Warcraft is inevitable. What do you think? I think that the entire idea of that is just absurd.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that's going to happen.
I mean, that's like saying a taxation of points in Super Mario Brothers is inevitable. I mean, I could see taxing income from selling online assets. Yeah. That's the thing, like, it, you know, and honestly, I you know, I feel like that if you sell World of Warcraft gold on eBay, you know, you probably should be taxed for the money that you make on that, just, like, because I'm pretty sure you're taxed for money you make from selling other stuff on eBay. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you make something, if you go out in the yard and get a bunch of dirt and make it into some kind of sculpture, and then sell it to somebody, you basically made money out of something that didn't have any intrinsic value, and, like, then sure, tax it. But it's like, oh, you know, you're capable of making sculptures out of dirt, so we're taxing you for your entire yard.
Right.
It just kind of doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, I mean, you know, who determines? Like, if fucking anybody can make a game, you know, and say, oh, yeah, if you play this, you better pay taxes, you know, like, who's gonna come after them?
I don't understand that at all. I do think that people should have to pay taxes on their items in Kingdom of Loathing, though, because that's a completely different situation.
Let's see. Argody says, seriously, why is there no Highlander reference on the Snow Queen? Queen did the soundtrack for the one and only Highlander.
Yeah, but they also did the soundtrack for the one and only Flash Gordon, which was so much better. And unmarred by crappy sequels.
You think Flash Gordon was better than Highlander? The original Highlander was good.
Hey.
I mean, Flash Gordon, I guess, has that sort of gay aspect that you like a lot.
It has... Flash Gordon has... it's not gay. It's like, it's campy and funny. And
yeah, but campy equals gay.
Campy does not equal gay.
Yes, it does.
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead is not campy.
Army of Darkness.
That's not campy.
Yes, they are. That is the definition of a campy movie.
No, it's not.
Is Army of Darkness.
It's not gay enough to be campy.
Yeah, okay.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, campy, also gay. Barbarella, campy, also gay.
How is tits and ass gay?
It's not the tits and ass that are gay. It's the like, greased up, muscular dudes featured heavily in all of those three movies.
Dude, any movie that you see is going to have greased up, muscular dudes in it, because that's all you ever think about. and you get confused about what's going on
Look,
screen.
Look, I've seen Evil Dead, and it doesn't have any greased up muscular dudes in it.
I'm just saying that campy means...
Campy means full
Evil
of greased
Dead
up muscular gay dudes. No, it doesn't. Campy means...
It means something that is so bad it's good.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I don't think I've ever actually seen Flash Gordon all the way through.
Yeah, shut up. There's a... There's no greased up muscular dude in Flash Gordon. He never has any grease on him. It's a hot girl in Flash Gordon, too.
There's Ming.
Right. There's Romulan Ale. That movie.
Hogula says, is there any way for a comma chameleon to turn into a toothsome rock? So, we both, over the space of a couple of days, managed to completely misuse the word toothsome. Like, in the forum, somebody was, like, complaining about that, and I was like, ah, damn, I better post in there saying, like, yeah, it turns out I just had no fucking idea what that word meant. And then I saw you posting in there, and I'm like, whoa, weird. We just, like, both did exactly the same thing.
And nobody will believe me, but I do know the difference between the two. I just think it's funny that...
Yeah, see, I just didn't.
Toothsome doesn't mean the same thing as toothy, because it ought to.
Yeah. So anyway, let's just say that the Yuletide troll smiles in a way that is attractive.
Yeah. Because he's all greased up and muscly. And that's the way that Jake likes him.
Yeah. Shadow Squared says, I hear there's a new monster in the Palindome this month. Laggal. Not complaining. Gotta love the Crimbo content lag and all. Blathersby says, does Crimbo Rock have any relation to Fraggle Rock?
I'd like to think so. But, to answer your question, I guess there is no way for a comic chameleon to turn into a toothsome rock. Because there's no rock-exclusive equipment. You can't feed, like, a Groucho Marx glasses to your chameleon, can you?
I don't know.
I'll check.
I think you could a while ago when it was limited to only one familiar, but now that it's not, you might not be able to feed it to him anymore. Hogula says, I disagree with Scully that the Goatlet is the most boring quest. Pixel farming definitely beats it. Much longer, and you can't get anything interesting or useful other than the digital key and red pixel potions, I guess. At least in the Goatlet, you can find bottles of booze and goat beards and glasses of goat milk. On the other hand, while it is theoretically possible to make the pixel sword and whatnot, doing so will put you further from your goal. How would you feel about making some sort of pixel recipe involving nothing but black pixels, the only one that can't be combined into a white pixel? Alright, this is going to be a long and complicated idea. Okay.
See, I've never had to spend more than maybe 10 adventures pixel farming. And I've had times in the Goatlet where I've had to do 60 or 70 or more.
You know, 10 adventures pixel farming?
And, you take a fully powered gravy fairy in there, and you can make white pixels out of the other pixels, right?
But you need 30 white pixels, right?
Right.
I mean,
I've never really had much trouble with it. I think it's because by the time you need to get those white pixels, you're at a level where you can just one-hit your way through it.
I mean, I guess that... and also people who are not using an item drop familiar in there. I don't know.
So stop not doing that. Not you.
Okay. All right, so anyway, he said, this is going to be a long and complicated idea along the lines of ones you've justifiably shot down in the past, but hear me out. I'd like it if there were functionality in the fight code, which would, when you submit a certain snippet of data, treat the fight as if the player had just repeatedly attacked, then output a single screen at the end with the effects of each round, one after another, followed by the final outcome. I know you've rejected this idea in the past because it would make the game more numbersy and less content-based, but here's my idea. Make it so there is no such button, although the code will work as if you'd pressed an attack repeatedly button. The button doesn't appear on the standard user interface. It would only be accessible to people using Grease Monkey and KOL Mafia, both of which already have auto-adventuring capabilities. So it won't change the game for most people, but make the ones who are already doing this sort of thing have less negative impact on the servers. I don't actually know. That kind of I'm trying to just sort of imagine. Yeah. I'm trying to think how that would even work in terms of the code. I mean, I guess there could just be like a sort of a loop in there that just did it. I don't think it would just like, I don't know. I mean, do people go into fights that they're just hitting the attack button repeatedly until they win without doing anything else? And just regular attacks. I mean, if it's a fight that you actually have to hit the attack button several times, it seems like chances are you're going to get hit or you're going to have to do something else. I don't know, man.
Yeah, because what does it do if you say attack 10 times and on time 7 you get killed?
No, I mean, it would just show you getting killed.
And then terminate.
Yeah.
Okay, so in 21 adventures, I got all the pixels I need.
Huh.
So stop complaining, you guys.
No, 21 adventures.
Yeah. That was with normal gear and a 25-pound fairy.
Hogula says, trying to hit an enraged cow with a wand of Nagamar should turn it into an angered cow, which does pretty much the same thing as an enraged cow. All right.
Definitely.
Also, said wand should fire a temp igloo ray at a topiary golem, temporarily turning it into an igloo. Or it could make it do some ramp etiology. I'm not exactly sure how this would hurt it. What does etiology mean?
It's the study of eti.
Hogulus also suggests a new hilarious object, the credibly dense meat gem. This is pretty much as dense as you'd expect. No bonuses whatsoever! Pulverizing an incredibly dense meat gem should turn into a dented, slightly denser meat gem.
Pulverizing that gets you the wand. Interesting.
Grayson says, great job with the Crimbo content so far, it's worth the lag. How about something that will give us a caveman effect, though? It could replace all of our chat with Ringo Starr language.
Yeah, I think that I kind of thought about that, but I thought it would be a little bit annoying. Given that I had to drop the Ringo Starr language after the first dream, just so that it would be obvious what you had to do.
Right. Fifi Katana says, knife wrench.
Knife wrench?
The episodes of Scrubs that they've been running on Comedy Central, which I've gotten very familiar with Comedy Central and the Cartoon Network over the last week. In one episode, the janitor invents a thing that's like a wrench on one end and a knife on the other. Mm-hmm. Knife wrench. Anyway, they're playing episodes of Scrubs from a season that I've never seen. And that's where that knife wrench thing comes from, yeah. Skinny Nate says, I love the chat-destroying power of the sword behind... what about a sword of Ebonics that mauls your chat and does bad spelling damage? Double the fun.
I refuse to believe that there is something that exists that can be described by the word Ebonics.
Oh, come on.
I mean, Christ.
Come on. We be going to the store. That's got to have a name, Mr. Skullhead. What?
But it's not Ebonics. Oh, my God.
But come on.
It's just do we speak Alabastronics?
I do.
All right.
Alabastronics. The plural for tiny plastic levitating potatoes should be tiny plastic levitating Dan Quails. Does the booze giant drop every basic booze at the same... these are all gore blocks, by the way. Does the booze giant drop every basic booze at the same frequency? Yes, I believe so.
8.22 megahertz. The possibility giant has a full complement of attack messages, unlike a lot of the monsters in the game. I know it has more than quite a few. As many as it's possible for it to have. Let me just check.
Max Van says, the tree-eating kite should do more damage than it normally does when used against a topiary golem. Also, why doesn't the bow-making mummy drop bows? Because everyone would be really pissed at us if they did.
Well, because, narratively, because he had to stop making bows to fight you, so he didn't have one that was finished to drop.
Jump the Shark says, how is it that Werebear always has zero Menudo in his store? It shows Menudo with a zero next to it. His magical powers, perhaps?
I frequently had zero Menudo in my store.
Weird. Does he really have zero Menudo in his store? I mean, Werebear might have been on Dev when...
Star Dex says, yes, we have no Menudo. We have no Menudo today.
Fry by Viagra Bay.
All of his familiars are anagrams of their names.
Yeah, no, and I know. That makes me happy.
It would be better, though, if they were amigrants that made some kind of sense. Although I like Tabloid 3, something I gotta say. And Fart Ass Shirt.
What, he and Marshall both do that, right? Or Marshall's being naughtier in general.
How is Grower again? Anagram of Toothsome Rock, though.
It's not. I bet it really bothers these guys when we make, like, familiars with really short names. boy.
Pork, etc.
boy. Yeah. A lot of just random anagrams are funny, and I wish they weren't. I wish I was not the kind of person who just thought that things were funny just because they were vaguely ridiculous and an anagram of something else.
Right.
You know? I don't know what it is about me.
Edgewise prostitute. That's not even an anagram of anything, and that's funny.
Llama Mancer says, my friend went into a women's rights meeting claiming he wanted to end women's suffrage, and they agreed with him.
Yeah, I saw the Man Show.
The Man Show, yeah.
Gleave suggests we should be able to combine prawn legs with a tassel to make prawn palms. Wow, high school would have been different with the prawn palms.
Disbelig. I had a new chat option idea. It involves a big-ass problem involving AARs in games. These AARs are intended for the hardcore-slash-Ronin crowd only, but every now and then a smart-ass non-hardcore-slash-Ronin tries to steal from them. What the hell is an AAR?
Anti-raffle? No, it's gotta be something else.
Waterboo says, I feel good about myself. I just helped shorten rollover, I think. Goodbye, 74,000 K-mails. Well, thank you, Waterboo.
Jeez. I don't get that much K-mail.
Evang says, what inspired the start of the Grey Plague, anyway? Boredom? I don't know. We just decided we should have a plague. I think it was after that World of Warcraft plague. Master Xanath says, can I ask a technical question? Hello, please. technically, that's not a question. Jump the Shark says, how much do you want to bet that the Blu-ray disc dies out by 2008? I don't actually understand what... I don't know what Blu-ray even means.
Isn't it actually a blue laser beam?
Is that like the double layer... thing that's a DVD that holds twice as much information or something?
Yeah.
It's more than double.
I'm waiting for there to be one standard. Like, before I buy anything to replace my DVDs. Maybe I just don't know, but my DVDs also look fine. So, I don't know. It's either going to be the next huge format or we're going to find out that what people really want is to not have media anymore, which I think is more likely.
Do you think?
Yeah, and the Blu-ray is going to go the way of the... like, there was an enhanced CD format that enabled you to get 5.1 sound on CDs, and just nobody cared. They released a lot of... re-released a lot of classic albums in that format, and just nobody cared.
Yeah, I think that
Blu-ray's gonna do that.
I think that I bought one CD that there was like that 10th anniversary, the Downward Spiral thing, which had it was remastered in that, but I mean nothing. I'm not gonna buy a new CD player.
Right.
You know, I have 50 devices that play CDs, none of which is a CD player. You know, my wife was suggesting buying a CD player. She's like, we need a CD player. Like, what the fuck for? She gets angry about using, like, the PlayStation to listen to CDs. Or the Xbox.
I just ripped all of my CDs to my iPod and I plugged that into the sound system.
Yeah, we don't have a sound system, which is a valid complaint. That I will give her.
Right.
I could see not wanting to listen to music through, like, you know, the television speakers. You know, the television speakers aren't bad.
Yeah.
I hate the idea of buying, like, a surround sound system, because I know nothing about it, and every time I've ever tried to talk to anybody about it, like, people are just like, I'm like, yeah, so I want to spend, like, you know, $500-$600. All right, so we'll start you out with a budget of $1,000.
Right.
No. No.
I found that talking to people didn't really help, because the... like, if you're an audiophile, you're supposed to get all your components separately, so you buy a box, and then you buy the speakers separately, and then you buy the cables, whatever.
Right.
But the one that I got's a home theater in a box, and it sounds as good as somebody who's not really that interested in it.
Right.
Would want it to sound.
So you would support the just, like, going to Costco and buying,
yeah,
like, a $500 home theater system?
Yeah. As long as you get one that doesn't have a DVD player built into it.
Oh, yeah?
Fine, yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, I just figured I didn't want to have two components in the same box in case one of them went out.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes the ones that have a DVD player in them, they will only do the surround sound for that DVD player, so you can't plug other stuff into it.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so AAR is Ascension Anti-Raffle. You send a K-mail or private message to the host. You receive a ticket from the host. It costs maybe $10,000 to enter. On the announcement of the AAR, PM or K-mail the host as fast as you can to get the ticket. Ticket is free. Wait. Oh, that's the prize. Right, never mind. The prize is usually around $10,000. So the ticket is free, so there's no downside to entering. And I guess you only get it when you're out of Ronin or Hardcore? Or you get the meat in a gift package? Or all this raffle shit, I just don't understand it at all. I don't know why they exist, and I don't know why people do them. Especially the anti-raffle. Which is, hey, I'm going to put these things... whole bunch of things in my store for 100 meat, and whoever buys the last one gets 10,000. And then, while you guys are scrambling to buy these as fast as you can, I'm going to switch the price from 100 to 10,000. And then I'm going to rip you off, and you're going to mail Scully, and he's going to have to deal with it. I don't get it. Stop doing it.
Slendon says of Thursday, please make tonight's show extra awesome. I just finished my math final and need some cheering up. Wow, sorry.
Yeah, we don't have a low enough opinion of your Thursday show to think that not having one would make it more awesome, right?
I don't.
Okay.
LS Cult says, is there a reason the Time Slate can't go to any of the rifts that opened up as a result of White Wednesday? Yeah, those rifts aren't there anymore.
And it's also Uncle Crimbo's time slay, so it can only travel in Christmas. Crimbo-related things. Sorry. Gore Blax is channeling Fatboy Slim.
Hmm. 001 says, I always go from Newbie Sport tent to a house in an Ascension. It's rare that I get the Barskin tent, and not since my first Ascension have I gotten the cottage. Can you rethink the housing subquest? Make it more progressive?
I can see there being an easier way to get a cottage level house.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that the house is basically free. You know, I mean, going through the entire leaflet doesn't actually cost you any turns or resources or anything. Ooh, we should make every move in the leaflet cost a turn.
Yeah.
Oatgan says, I seem to have the intrinsic from the jetpack when I don't have it equipped. Also, great job on the Crimborg Collective. I think you mean great jorb on the Crimbog Collective.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, Scully outdid himself this year. Actually, he outdid me from last year this year.
Now, next year, somebody else is going to have to come along and outdo both of us.
No shit, because Jesus. Doc Galactic suggested the 12 days of Crimbo next year. There's right. 12 different versions.
And all of the toys are the same. They're just like a spooky, a sleazy, an itchy. I don't know.
Spooky, sleazy, itchy. Those are the dwarves, right?
I don't think itchy is. Or scratchy. Gorblax asks, in the not-too-distant future, next Sunday AD, is Rudolph the Red responsible for the Borgification of the world, or only Crimbotown? What's the rest of the kingdom like? Those are questions that may be answered in future installments of As the Loathing Turns. Oh, that's why Gorblax posted that question the way he did. This is way to go on the recursive spline reticulator description, guys. Yeah. And then asked, is Invalid Wrestler Selection the name of John Wilkes' ska band or your ska band? I think it's his ska band.
Tom93 says, the Crimbo Collective Factory is missing its one in parentheses. Also, the future is awesome. The future is awesome. The future is now.
Have you given any thought to the future?
Drunk on Punk says, the Gord Tower still has that extra clear. I don't get it. Dr. Motive says, also, with the new area rollout today, I wonder where's the advanced T substitute? And we didn't put any advanced T substitute in.
Anyway, Lasagna says, if you decide to make more air-related consumables, you must make ozone pancakes. And I think he's right.
I don't get it.
Just because the description for the ion grid... I say, you know, this isn't an ion griddle, which would only be useful if you wanted to make ozone pancakes. And I like it when people tell me I'm clever.
Vash Orion says, the hyperbolic plasma focuser actually made me laugh out loud while playing during English. I actually had to bite my tongue. And he says, it sounds like a riff description. Props for it.
I felt like some of those descriptions were very much in your style rather than, like, the Mijic style, but I have assimilated you. Resistance is futile.
Resistance is futile.
Peasant. Vashorian says, what's with the food in the future? It's not futuristic at all. Vashorian needs to pay more attention to the text in the cafe itself. Although one of our devsters didn't catch on to that either, so don't feel bad.
Hogula says, why can't you just shoot your enemy with the flare gun? It seems that being hit with a large burning projectile would kind of hurt. No, that only works if Sigourney Weaver is shooting it.
Mm-hmm. When she's not chasing fetuses through ventilation ducts.
Right. I watched a lot of Alien a few days ago.
You mean you watched most of the movie, or you watched the movie repeatedly?
I watched most of the movie.
Okay. I was thinking, like, yeah, I watched a lot of Alien.
Yeah.
Watched it four times.
Put it on repeat. Took a bunch of cough syrup. No. I, uh, I was kind of vaguely paying attention to it. I think I fell asleep during it for a while, but I did see the climactic final battle with the underbite and the underwear. Mm.
Huh. Maybe I didn't skim this Wikipedia article far enough.
What Wikipedia article?
The time sleigh, it says it's a 170-horse open sleigh, but apparently the actual DeLorean only had 130 horsepower. Yeah, it's possible the factory performance numbers were achieved using a European spec car with the 170-horsepower engine. So, and, you know, John DeLorean had originally envisioned that the car would produce somewhere around 200 horsepower, but eventually settled on a 170 horsepower output for the engine. So, yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Somebody's saying here that the, we're being told not to end a sentence with a preposition. In the description for Newt gets in your eyes, it should say somebody who has a stick with which you can gouge out your eyes, rather than at least someone with a stick you can gouge your eyes out with. That ends with two prepositions.
Yeah, so that makes it okay.
Yeah.
It's like a double negative.
Yeah. You know, people talk about how the, like, double negative rule is, like, another just tool of the man trying to keep everybody down, and how there is no such prohibition in any, you know, sort of real usage of the language, and it's just, like, this ridiculous rule that, you know, the clergy made up 150 years ago. And that one, you know, there are a lot of usage rules in English that I can be like, okay, yeah, I can see how this was just made up and ridiculous and whatever, you know. But fucking double negatives, just no. You're not going to tell me that it's acceptable to, like, have it.
And I would argue the other side of that, actually.
Dude.
Because the double negative rule came from one dude writing one grammar primer who said, hey, you know, in math, if you think about it mathematically or logically, this is what you're actually saying, and paved the way for people to say, oh, if you ain't got no money, you must have some money. You know, it's...
Which
is lame, because language is not logic, and language is not math. And in every other language in the world, you use double negatives for emphasis. No tengo ninguna idea. I don't have no idea.
I don't think that is correct.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is correct.
Well, dude, there's no way. That rule just doesn't bother me.
You use it in Latin, Spanish, and French.
Because in my mind, saying, you know, I ain't got no money is the kind of thing an idiot would say. You know?
That's because you've been...
that's because I've been indoctrinated. I've been brainwashed by the man.
No, it's because your brain works more logically than...
There aren't a lot of things about English that actually make sense, but that is one of them.
Right, but every other language doesn't have that prescription, and it doesn't because that one dude who decided that was the way it was going to work wasn't in those other languages. But you can look at English before that primer came out, and you can say, in no way do I have no idea about what you're talking about, no way, no how. And that's its emphasis. It's not an equation.
Plus, but it gives me another jokes thing you wouldn't be able to make
about which I could be contrary. It just seems like another way for the catchy people of the world to. I don't have no money. Oh, then you must have some money.
Dad, I'm not saying that it's. I'm not saying that I like it as a vehicle for being some douchebag smartass. I'm just saying, like, you know. I mean, I don't even know, like, is there no one home? Yes. I mean, actually, I don't even think that would work out that way. Is nobody home? No. You know, that okay, I guess a double negative there kind of makes sense, even though you wouldn't, you know, technically, you'd be saying, I disagree with you that there is no one home.
Wouldn't there, isn't that one that, is nobody home? No, nobody is home. Yes, nobody's home.
Yeah.
It seems like I would assume whatever they told me, that there's nobody there.
whether they said yes or no.
Yeah, that actually, if you say, is nobody home, and somebody answers at all, that's a pretty good idea.
Well, right.
It's somebody there.
Is nobody else here? Yes.
Wouldn't it be true? Isn't it true that...
Strong Bad Fanny X says, also, Riff, everyone thinks you're sexy because you sound really damn cute over the radio.
Who does?
Strong Bad Fanny X says that of Riff.
Hmm. Riff's pretty cute.
Although I suspect many think that you are a tough, mighty woodsman of the woods. Seriously. Riff is a tough, mighty woodsman, but not of the woods. He's a tough, mighty woodsman of the prairie. Which leaves his talents untaken advantage of. Yeah, this is why he has so much, you know, so much time and effort to spend on this game. Ask your doctor about Levitra, says. Adventuring in your campsite first takes one adventure from current effects, and then you gain HP and MP. So why can't the Comfy Sofa work that way as well? That way, when you use the beaten up effect, you gain HP toward your regular max, not the beaten up max. I'm pretty sure that we fixed that.
You want to take a 9 or so minute break?
Yes, 9-er.
You want to take a 9-er? All right, here we go. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
me a noose I can hang from the tree. I need no excuse to end my misery. This holiday season is all the more reason to die. Solace in the season of Yule. This holiday season is all the more reason to cry. I put on my mittens, one green and one red, and I walk alone where they bury the dead. The snowballs as I grieve, it's a gothic death rock Christmas Eve.
The bottle is empty, the sleigh has a plot, the stripper in my bed is ugly and fat. The tassels are tangled, and what's worse, my jingle won't jangle.
This time of the year makes me sick to my guts.
All this good cheer is a pain in the nuts.
When it's your career to be down in the dumps, tidings of comfort and joy really suck.
Nicholas is pulling my leg.
This thing we call Christmas is a sorry black plague.
This holiday season
is all the more reason. All the more reason to die.
if our eyes should meet, or I hear your voice when I feel your excellent love.
Back and all.
Mm-hmm. We're back an alien.
Enter the Wumpa says, Jick, have you finished Sam and Max yet? What did you think of it? Have you played either of the Bone games? I haven't played any of the Bone games, but yeah, I finished the Sam and Max first episode. It turns out the place that I was stuck was literally one move from the end of the game. So that was a little disappointing. I was reading about, because At some point in the sort of fever delirium over the last few days, I played through Loom again. And I was reading in this interview with Brian Moriarty, it was like, hey, tell us something about Loom we didn't know. And he was like, oh, well, we had the guy who made Sam and Max do a guest design for one of the scenes in Loom, and it was apparently the part where Chaos, like, freaks out and explodes Bishop Mandible and his head flies towards the screen. I remember thinking that was really cool when I was a kid.
Huh.
So. But yeah, Loom is a lot better if you don't get stuck and pissed off at yourself for writing down one of the spells wrong and getting stuck. That was kind of an obnoxious, like the fact that you can get stuck like that sort of goes against LucasArts philosophy there, but. Bahu says, wait a second, interociters are made with only two parts? Man, those guys with the giant foreheads must have been holding out on us.
Well, some of the parts are pre-assembled for this iteration of it. I think in the movie it took them something like 72 hours to put the thing together based on the plans and the parts they got in the mail. They had the, I think, 7 or 8 giant boxes, and Cal, I'm in one of these boxes, find me. You really should see the Mystery Science Theater movie if you haven't.
Okay. Riff, do you own it?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, fine.
I have it on Magical Mystical VHS.
Really? I don't think I have a working VHS player anymore. I think the DVD player component of my wife's DVD-VHS hybrid quit working, and so we got a new DVD player, and it didn't have a VHS.
Yeah, I did. I bought a DVR/VHS player just pretty much to get a good VCR. And thinking I would take all of the VHSs that I'd taped off TV and stuff and turn them into DVDs, which I did for 5 or 6 of them and then just stopped. And so pretty much now it is just a DVD player with wasted potential. Yeah.
O'Grady says, Dear Reverb Crew, today on the forums I brought up the idea of making a new sub-forum specifically for Make a KOL ideas. It was locked, but then somebody made a thread about my thread and how it was good. What do you think about another section to clear up the gameplay clutter? I feel I might be about to get banned on the forums for discussing Make a KOL. If that happens, who do I ask about appealing to? I mean... You know, you can always go make another forum somewhere else.
We have a forum for it that would make it look as though we were
Riff points out, and this is the main problem that I have with it. If we made a forum for it, it would look like we were soliciting ideas, which we're really just not. And it's gotten to the point where we, I mean, I feel like at this point it's at the point where we, if we're not, we at least should be kind of actively avoiding, you know, ideas from other people because.
I think it's enough to have that thread in there, which is, it tends to be on the first page, and people can post in that, and it's more of a, like, Kingdom of Loathing fan fiction kind of thing. And if one of the moderators or something sees something that looks really, really good, they'll bring it to our attention, I'm sure. But I wouldn't want to take it any farther than that.
O'Grady says, what was that crazy sentence with the cat and the mouse and the dog and the cheese? This is the cheese that the cat that the... No, this is the cheese that the mouse that the cat that the dog chased bit ate.
The 8-bit dog.
Potsy says, Tizino and Riff, I think it's the Mac company in California that gives everything in the state cancer.
That is weird. Like, today at Ace, I was looking for some plumbing thing, and it was... I picked up something that was like a metal disc with a rubber plug on it and a kind of thumb screw, I guess, on the top.
Rubber plug on it? Yeah. I hardly know her.
Right. But it was a piece of rubber and metal, and it said, had the little sticker that this thing contains chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer.
You really begin to wonder if the state of California has any idea what the fuck it's talking right. about half the time.
Or maybe they know something that we don't. Maybe you buy a banana and it's...
Yeah, it turns out just looking at stuff gives you cancer. No matter what it is. Hogula says, theoretically, if there were a sub-forum of gameplay discussion related to Make a K... or devoted to Make a KOL type things, wherein every poster got one thread and one thread only, would you be more or less inclined to read that sub-forum than the choked morass that is the Make a KOL thread? Probably equally likely, which is to say not at all.
Yeah.
Likely. Riff says he would read it because he'd be able to see which ideas might potentially, because they'd be the ones that actually got a bunch of replies. But Riff says he reads Make a KOL once a month and scrub your eyes out with steel wool.
The problem with that is that I never sit down and go, God, I have no ideas.
Yeah. We've always got 50 times as much stuff on the back burner, you know, and a bunch of ideas with no gameplay home.
No gameplay homes.
Hogula says, why did you change the Thursday show to broadcasted never? Do you hate Iocane powder? Sorry, I couldn't get up. Strong Bad Fanny X says, Jick, have you accomplished the pledges you made on the January 2nd show? They were favor exploiters, nerf the fuck out of everything, and piss off collectors. I'd say I've done a pretty good job of those things this year. Waterboo says, hey guys, if a Jewish woman's boobs are jubes, does that make a Jewish guy's dick a jick? Who said that a Jewish woman's boobs were jubes?
Yeah, one of those people whose job it is to come up with irritating new words. My favorite that I saw in the past year was one of the Cosmo magazines that the wife gets described as sandals that are meant to be worn by men as mandals. Mandals! Like, sandals is too female-specific a word to apply to something that men wear.
Slavik says, time slay use text. Reality warps briefly around you. Why are you warping briefly? What did briefly ever do to you? You monster! Come on, kids, use the adverbs correctly.
Reality briefly warps around you? I can't see why you would make that sentence say what you're making it say, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, that, the thing is, that's not it being used incorrectly, that's you being a smartass.
I suppose you could say reality warps around you, comma, briefly, but then you'd say,
what are you calling me briefly?
It's catchy.
That's what he sounds like, too. I'm Slavic. Sorry, Slavic, you don't really sound like that.
You might.
That's true, I never...
If only we could do this as a call-in show and apply some kind of effect to the audio so everyone who called in sounded like that.
Oh, boy. Pentagon Man says, you should be able to use 100 bricks to build a brick house in your campsite. This pig could move in and you could charge him rent once a day by getting a hamethyst, porpoise, or bacon stone at random. Literally take your rent out of his hide. Hogula says, we should be able to make an Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator from the Krimborg parts. I don't know what that is, Hogulus.
Marvin the Martian makes.
What?
Yeah. It's
I don't watch gay-ass kids' cartoons.
You don't like anything that's good.
Yeah, I only watch gay-ass grown-ups cartoons.
Like Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That's not a cartoon.
You know, that that intro that we came in on which we came... In on which we came was described by the person who made it as, I know you guys like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, so I tried to make it somewhat in that vein. So it's your fault.
Pardon me. Yeah. BioSpark says, I've been reading some of the old item descriptions and can't help wondering, are all your jokes either references or puns, or do you occasionally write some that are purely random? I've stared at the screen in a haze of incomprehension more than once. Now, sometimes they're kind of surreal.
I don't think I've ever intentionally done something that would look like a reference or a pun, but isn't.
Yeah.
And there are some pretty obscure references, and there are some pretty awful puns. But, awful in that you wouldn't get them immediately. So, yeah. If you're confused, check popdutchinkatsu.net and see what references you missed. They've been updating a little more frequently. But every time I look, there are just I think of so many that I haven't seen that I'd like to go in there. They finally got the purple tongue effect in because I asked the dude at Columbus if he would add it in.
What was the purple tongue effect?
The lyrics that are the lyrics to Purple Rain and purple tongue in there.
I see.
I was really pleased with myself for that for no good reason.
Max Vance says, the obligatory Pirates Cove needs a sketchy pirate. He's sketchy because he's a sketch artist. But a bunch. The Gunrun says, hey guys, will we ever be able to skin KOL? No.
There's more than one way to
There's
skin
more than, yeah, yeah. C-Wraith says, all choice adventures that result in another choice adventure are giving an empty results box at the tops. Top that. Whoops. See Minnesota Incorporeals, for instance. Or he says Incorporealis. I'm pretty sure it's Incorporeals.
Right.
I'm also pretty sure I just dropped ass.
Yes, you did. Like a bad habit.
Grady says, I had a dream where that urban legend with the serial killer on the phone calls a babysitter from inside the house, but instead of, have you checked the children, he says, I'm in your base, killing your dudes, in a chain smoker voice. It was funny. That is pretty funny, okay. Bob says, so is our reward for the Krimbo content the chance to use a double-A gun to shoot down the Scream Queen? What's a double-A gun? A gun that shoots batteries?
No, it's a gun that shoots anonymous alcoholics.
Oh.
I mean, it fires them from the barrel nut. You can only drunk. Use the shoot.
Other than that, I'm not telling you who I am.
Right.
The anonymous alcohol, that's the best superhero ever. He's like the Lone Ranger. Who was that drunk guy? I don't know, you didn't say.
We really should make the GIF vampire drop a vampire heart. Just so people shut up about it.
Foggy says, I fought the GIF vampire with wooden stakes, but didn't get a vampire heart. Should I have? No, because I didn't want people who were spending all their turns with multis farming fucking gift parts to also be getting extra goodies from that quest. So. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of people want a future outfit, too.
Basadilla says, hey, Jick, I just noticed this, but the Sorcerer's Chamber picture after the door code and before the laser fireball picture doesn't have the text, the Sorcerer's Chamber, like every other part of the quest does. Oh, okay.
At least she didn't say it should be the Sorcerer's apostrophe S Chamber. Since we're not getting into that again. The Walla Walla 23 says, fermenting powder and a red pixel should give you a bottle of red. Similarly, you could make a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. As much as I love Billy Joel and want to have his babies, I don't think I'm going to put that in there.
I don't think you know how having babies works.
I explained it in depth, and you can listen to the remix.
The D-Virginizer says, I was grocery shopping today and saw guavas and avocados near each other. Then I thought, guavocado. We need more sweet and savory vegetal fruits, or at least guavocado-flavored chewing gum.
Guavocado? That would be hideous.
I don't know what guava tastes like.
It tastes tropical. Pretty much.
Anal U says, there should be an item called You Acquire an Item. When used, it gives you one of itself. Then it will say, you use the You Acquire an Item. You Acquire an Item. You Acquire an Item.
Hmm. Maybe we should make the recursive spline reticulator usable.
Minor Annoyance says, Iron Giant is awesome. The voice is Vin Diesel. He has a twin brother, Jim Propane.
Why would his twin brother have a different last name? Maybe his name is actually.
I was going to ask why he had a different first name. Diesel Vin. Does Vin Diesel actually have a twin brother?
I don't think so. But we'd never know if he did.
What? Why? Why is that?
Because they would seamlessly trade out, and you'd only see one of them at a time. You still haven't seen The Prestige, have you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I totally didn't just spoil it for you.
The World of Square says, why is there an apostrophe for its, the contraction of it is, but not its, possessed by it? You add apostrophe s to make things possessive, so why can't it apostrophe s be possessive for objects? It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
But that's,
never bothered me all that much, yeah. Actually.
I mean, I figured that because there needs to be a contraction for it is, that it makes sense to delineate that from possessed by it by having the contraction have the apostrophe.
But, I mean, there's no, like, belonging to Sheila and the contraction of Sheila is.
Right.
Isn't, there doesn't need to be a differentiation there, you know?
I suppose that's true. I just feel like,
I mean, I think it's, ITS should just be more than one it.
Right.
You know, which you'd hardly ever use that. Because really, there's only one it.
No,
it's like there's only one turtle.
I feel like errors like that are more serious because they change the meaning of a sentence. Like, he's taller than I am.
Right.
Like, we change heights regularly. I get on stilts, and he gets on stilts after, so he's taller than I am.
What the fuck? Ron says, how did you two meet in high school if Jake is 2 years older than K. Sully? Scully. First of all, I'm not 2 years older than Scully, and even if I was, being 2 years older than him would have meant that we spent 2 years in high school together.
Right.
So I'm 1 year older than him.
As it is, we spent 2 years in high school together because I didn't meet you till my sophomore year, which was your junior year.
Right. We were technically there for 3 years.
Yeah. Uber Wookie is correct. I think it would be cool if the ray guns changed the combat noise text from Bop Bamzot to pew pew pew.
Pew pew pew. Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, has anybody in the office tried the more disgusting flavors of the Harry Potter Birdie Bots jelly beans, like bacon, soap, etc.? I nearly puked when I had the sardine flavor. I ate the grass one. Just wasn't. It just. I would not have been able to tell you that it was supposed to be a gross jelly bean. I tried it. The booger one was pretty nasty. The horseradish, I almost got sick from. I tried to eat one of the black pepper ones, and that was. It just hurt. I had to spit it out. The only ones I tried were from like the first batch that they released like 4 years ago or whenever it was.
I haven't tried any of them, but I refuse to believe there's a flavor fouler than what they think buttered popcorn tastes like.
That buttered popcorn is not that bad.
It set off my gag reflex the first time I had it. I had to spit it out and go brush my tongue because I just kept gagging and almost throwing up.
Well, that sucks.
But, you know, there are two types of people in the world of jelly beans. There are those who seek out the buttered popcorn ones and the sane ones. And, you know, it's a shame that my wife and I are both of the those are nasty as shit, because together we could eat an entire bag of jelly beans if that wasn't the case.
I mean, you could always just buy the, like, sour varieties or whatever. I mean, they have to make sets of jelly bellies that... Or you know, the ones that are pre-divided into little individual sections.
Yeah, and there are ones where you can go to the store and make your own.
That seems like too much work. And minor annoyance says, were any of you playing when that plague swept through World of Warcraft? No. I mean, I owned World of Warcraft. My account was active, but I was not actually. That was during one of my many long breaks. Gorblack says, there should be a zombie in the hippie camp that drops a Vegemite sandwich. He'd be 6'4" and full of muscle.
Right.
Why would he be a zombie?
There's a zombie in that song.
It is a man in Brussels. What? He says something about a man in Brussels.
Oh, traveling in a fried-out combi on a hippie trail head full of zombie. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. I think in that case, he's talking about having his own head full of some intoxicating beverage that makes him feel like a zombie.
Yeah, okay, but that's not the guy who gives him the sandwich.
Right, so...
It's the guy from Brussels, who was 6'4" and full of muscles.
Right.
Who gave him a Vegemite sandwich.
Which makes me sad, looking at the lyrics. It's not spelled to indicate that he's just stuffed with shellfish.
Right. Strong Bad Fanny X says, one of the attack techs for the icicle should be, in a big South Carolina wreck, you crash your icicle into your opponent's head for...
Excellent.
The Monkey says, can you make the text that says critical hit a color that isn't red? To me, at least, red relates to damage and makes me think that I have been hit.
Hmm.
Yeah. That should be another category of enchantment, something that changes the color of critical hit things. Fred Levi says, astronaut pants can survive the cold vacuum of space, but don't provide any cold resistance.
They're only resistant to the cold vacuum of space.
Yeah. Which is not actually cold so much as just the absence of heat.
Right.
That's kind of funny, because that's really all cold is, but...
Maybe we'll have a tower monster. That's the cold vacuum of space.
Hey.
Just has no empathy for a fellow vacuum.
They're just a really cool vacuum. You know, like a Bissell. Or an Oryx.
There are fouler things than Oryx in the deep places of the earth.
Oh, boy.
Now you got me started. I mean, like, the fighting Oryx guy, which is just... A bunch of goblins with vacuum cleaners. Hugulus asks what the little third-story protrusion on the top of Spooky Raven Manor is.
It's a bell tower. A belfry. Belfry.
Are there bats in it?
No.
No.
Groove Wookie says there should be a trophy for having a player ID that's a prime number.
I agree, but only if it's a two-digit or one-digit prime.
Yep.
Strong Bad Fanny X says the futuristic chromosome lacks a familiar like the other two. Is this due to a lack of ideas or a solid disapproval of the idea? It's not a lack of ideas. It's a lack of desire to add another familiar to the mix. And the fact that all of those toys were different in the way they were assembled and different in what they do than were the first two rounds made it seem even more justified to not have a familiar in there.
Yeah. Quietus says, why are the Krimborg areas cube-shaped? After all, those cyborgs presumably came in the sinister dodecahedron sighted by the Lame Observatory. No, these are different.
Yeah. If I had thought about it, though, I probably would have tied those two together. But, since I didn't think about it, I'm going to say that they're different. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. Like, if you take all of the cubes and the trees and put them together, they form a dodecahedron.
Right. Somebody get on that.
No, seriously. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how I drew it. I drew the dodecahedron, and then I split it apart into its component.
That's really impressive.
I know, dude. This cough syrup is great.
Taryn Dillsheimer said, a misheard Levitra commercial gave me an idea for a fun effect. Reptile dysfunction. Basically the opposite of mid-anger. Your weapon doesn't work as well as it should. And I think you should be able to just... That's a spell that you can only cast on, say, the apathetic lizard man.
Strongbat Fanny X says, if there's anything this game has taught me, it has been fancy words, the realization that I should never gamble in real life, and that the Great Gatsby sucks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's our work is done, fellas.
And wear sunscreen.
Gorblack says, if I were you, I'd include a St. Sneaky Pete's Day adventure where you go to a really great party, but it comes to a screeching halt when a friend of yours makes a racist comment. Because there's always more room for more TNBG references.
It would have to be a friend of a friend of yours.
Why would a party that I went to come to a screeching halt when somebody made a racist comment? That would mean the party was just getting started. Vash Orion says, no recorded Thursday show again? The chills were almost unbearable. Are you trying to kill me? No, there just wasn't a Thursday show because I was all plagued.
If someone receives a message via the /MSG command while eating food, the food should be tastier but make the person's hands bloated.
Make their hands bloated.
And I guess it would make your entire body bloated.
I don't understand why MSG is supposed to be bad for you.
It makes you retain water. Yeah, like my mom's allergic to it. So she gets a rash. And starts making rash decisions.
Ender the Wampa says, in my Spanish class today, we were singing the 12 Days of Christmas, and the 8th day was 8 black eyes.
Wow.
Is that what Spanish people give each other?
Ocho ojos negros.
Wouldn't you have to have, like, 2 kids with glasses to...
Oh. How do you give a glass lens a black eye?
Well, you just hit it really hard.
I see.
Labrat1 says, what are you guys working on now? More Crimbo content or NS13 or just taking a break? Well, theoretically, NS13. I've been working on coughing and bleeding. Not really bleeding so much as sleeping. Mm-hmm.
I've been working on plumbing the depths of how to put together my bathroom.
StrongBathNEX says, Jick, have you ever considered selling or auctioning off original drawings of the things in the game, like the classes, a la cells for animated cartoons? Also, can you buy me a bacon wallet, please? All right, I'm going to announce this charity auction. Proceeds will be used to buy Strong Bad Fanny X a bacon wallet. I could not in good conscience sell somebody stick figure.
Yeah, you'll have to wait for his estate sale. Which, you know, if you can't wait a couple of months, then there's nothing I can do for you. No, I said estate sale, not estate bake sale.
Estate bake sale. Minor annoyance says, does one of you write for American Dad and never told us? Because last night they made a rape joke. It seemed right up your alley. Actually, it seemed right up your ally.
Now, if any of us wrote for American Dad, it would be funny.
Oh, come on. American Dad is funny sometimes. Adrian Slipshank says, so have any of you made any amusing me's yet?
We made one for Grunge the other day when he and Skipper were over, and it looked so much like him, even in that limited low-res format, that every time he got up to golf, we had to laugh our asses off.
I actually managed to make one that looked even more like me at home. Hmm. Is there any way to get them to, like, go to other people's Wii's?
Yeah, it says, like, if you turn on Mingle, then they'll just go and randomly pop up on other people's machines.
If you, like, friend them or something? Like,
yeah. I don't know. What I do know is that the Wii keeps resetting my internet connection. So I've got it hooked into our wireless, and I keep having to bounce the router because I get an invalid IP address from my notebook.
Huh. So I had to, like, change the channel that the wireless router broadcasts on to get the Wii to connect to it at all. Mm-hmm. It connected and did one software update, and then it refused to connect again, and I just kind of randomly found on some forum, somebody's like, oh, yeah, I changed my router channel to 11, and that fixed it. Huh. So I changed my router channel to 11, and it just started working again. It doesn't seem to have accomplished anything. I haven't played the Wii in, like, a week because it's too much work.
Right. I'm enjoying the Monkey Ball Banana Blitz. It's ridiculously hard, though. Some of the levels you just play through and completely fail about 7 or 8 times and then get lucky enough to get through it.
I don't think the Monkey Ball is something that should exist.
It's a great series of games.
I just don't believe
you. It's fun to play.
I don't believe you at all.
It's because you won't try it.
I'm vaguely excited about a Mario Party. Mm. Although I feel like trying to get more than a couple of people playing a Wii requires so much space for you to not just, like, be constantly smacking each other upside the whatnot.
Right.
Ogle Boppeter says, did you and Mr. Skullhead watch a ton of basketball in the 90s? If by a ton you mean none whatsoever, I think the answer is yes.
I watched 8 or 9 games in the late 90s when I was living with a dude who liked basketball. I wonder why you would ask that, though, Ogle Boppeter. I wonder if you'll ask more questions, Ogle Boppeter, so I can keep saying Ogle Boppeter.
Stable Force says, word of advice, do not send very large emails to your Wii. It causes large buffer overflows and wrecks the system. I've got to send mine in for repairs after trying that and not knowing.
You can send email to your Wii.
Yeah, I don't know why you would even want to send any email to...
The only thing I'm going to use the internet stuff for is downloading games, which I'm hoping that they augment somewhat their selection in there. But they've got Mario 64, which I definitely want to pick up, and the 8-bit Legend of Zelda. I think it's coming. No Pilot Wings yet, though.
Do they keep adding games onto that?
Yeah, it seems like they've added several since the last time I checked.
Last time I checked was maybe a week ago. I don't know. I just, you know, they're not going to put anything up that I don't already have a ROM of, you know, and it's just like, I tried to play the sort of that Tony Hawk Downhill Jam game, and I cannot bring myself to steer by tilting the controller. Like, I'm constantly going back to hitting the control pad with my thumbs, and it doesn't do anything. Right.
Does it require you to hold the controller sideways?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was true playing Excite Truck for, like, the first 2 minutes I played it, and then...
Do you have to... In Excite Truck, do you have to do anything with the D-pad, though?
No. Okay. Or you boost with the D-pad.
Oh.
So you're only ever pressing down on it? Is that how you do tricks
right.
in downhill
track? Yeah, that's how you do tricks, is with the D-pad, so it's like... You know, it's like just being in Tony Hawk mode, where it's like, all right, I'm holding down this button to grind, and, you know, holding up or down or whatever while I'm grinding, and then I jump off, and up, now it's time to turn left. But no, you're not actually doing what you would do here. I haven't actually played Excite Truck. I'm told that it's good.
Yeah, but I couldn't imagine... I think it's a good mini game.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine paying $50 for it and playing it for more than 10 minutes. It was really cool, but it kind of plays like a demo.
Did you just play a demo of it or something?
No, I played it, and that was the one that I played in California, like the first store I found that had one.
Mm-hmm.
But having done one race with it, it just seemed like, okay, I now know everything there is to know about Excite Truck.
Yeah.
Unless there's another level in, like, outer space or something.
Dracon says, I can't get meat, it only gives me little bits at a time.
Then your account is broken and you should make a new one.
001 says, hey, Jack, since it was no Thursday show, I had to download 120 minutes worth of podcast stuff off the internet. The internet! Do you know how awful that place is? No more sick days. Does the radio show feel like work? No, you know.
Getting to the radio show sometimes feels like work, but the actual show never does.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, God, I have to be at the office at a specific time. Damn it.
Looking at stuff. What kind of sword did you find, Zeno? Oh, yeah? You should farm final armors until you get the final sword. You can only do... They have 50 hit points, and you can only do one damage to them at a time.
Yeah, I really should have thought of that. Fungo the Mildly Annoying points out there's no apostrophe in his or hers, so why should there be an apostrophe in its? Yeah. Whole different rule for pronouns. There's no apostrophe in yours.
Oh, hey, that's a good point.
I wish I had realized that. I would have used that to try and pound into the thick heads of my students that rule.
Crazy Good says, hey, what kind of stuff do you play and on what frequency, Kenneth? What frequency, Kenneth? Then he punched me over and over again.
You can get that guy some Benzedrine. Griffin B says, the festive arc welding elf bot welded my skull to my head. You must have been carrying an extra skull.
O'Grady asks if your wife is a scullery maid.
She's an American maid.
Was she raised on promises? Yeah. Nicodemus says, any chance we could get a prehistoric outfit and go trick-or-treating to get rocks, just like Charlie Brown?
I think referencing Charlie Brown is a bad idea. I don't know. The Halloween Charlie Brown and the Christmas Charlie Brown were good.
What?
They were. Shut up.
It's a mystery, Charlie Brown. I had this book where Snoopy is Sherlock Holmes.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Snoopy will find it and find it he must.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that one, too.
That's the only Charlie Brown thing that I had when I was a kid, and I remember it being good, but I don't know why I believe that. O'Grady says, does Cobb have breast cancer?
I don't know. What? That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, there's Cobb's lump in there. Just looking through the questions. What the hell?
Johns asks, why don't you implement a equip all familiars with their respective items button? That would be kind of useful, I guess.
I mean, it'd be a little... You don't ever know, though. I mean, there's going to be cases of ambiguity.
Well, if you have items that are equipable to more than one familiar, it just wouldn't include those.
The Tort of Leany says, holy crap, that intro song was awesome. Will you touch me, please?
No, I won't touch you, but... I think that's a really impressive effort, and I'm impressed by the fact that that's one guy who sounded like an entire cast of Muppets. I don't think it's something I can listen to every week. So, sorry about that.
This is Carl says, is it possible for the toy Jetpack to have a reference to the Eve 6 song Jetpack? I would appreciate it. Thanks. Was Carl.
It's not possible.
You don't like Eve 6, do you?
I kind of liked them until I saw them live. And their front man is pretty much the... I was going to say he's the, you know, quintessential frat boy, but that would be Fred Durst. And he was slightly less of the quintessential frat boy than Fred Durst. He was so hostile towards the audience that it made me hate the band.
Why was he hostile towards the audience?
I don't know. He's just kind of a jerk.
Istanbul says, grout expectations. And Naked Jew says, I'm in a grocery store buying all olives.
Where did that come from and when is it going away?
come on, that's funny. Adrian Slipshank says, seen Casino Royale, did you enjoy the torture scene? Scully enjoys all torture scenes. I haven't seen Casino Royale. When I look at that guy, I don't think James Bond. I look at that guy and I think douchebag. And
he doesn't have a beard.
I know. That's weird. I look at that guy and I think Terry Pratchett.
I just don't care about James Bond. I don't know if I ever did, and I don't anymore. If I ever did.
My favorite James Bond movie was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Fred Levi says, are the Thursday shows disappearing into nothing? No.
We will have more.
Dyslexalcid says, what would you guys rather have? A blue jumpsuit that makes everyone love you or a gray one that makes everyone fear you? How about a blue-gray one that makes half of the people love me and half of the people fear me?
There's a difference between love and fear. I've been going about this all wrong. Oh, Gleebs points to Urban Dictionary to back up his claim that Jewish ladies' boots are called jubes.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's an appeal to authority.
Gleeb says, no, the goatlet is the single worst part of the game. Come on. If running the gauntlet was fun, the phrase running the gauntlet wouldn't mean what it means. You know? So running the goatlet. Come on.
So you're trying to make it annoying to do.
No. You shut up.
Which means you're doing just fine. Doing a heck of a job, Brownie.
And Naked Juice says, my neighbor has a black cat named Ebonics. What if it was E-B and then O-N-Y-X? Like, is a cross between onyx and ebony. Like, that would be the blackest thing ever.
That I could stand behind, yeah. I could really... That would be fine. Minigates asks, are you currently on a Mac or a PC? Yes.
I've been... I've been bedridden, I've been forced to use my goddamn broke-dick-ass Mac laptop for the last, like, week. And so it's reassuring because my Mac laptop makes a noise like somebody taking a shower in the next room just pretty much incessantly. You can't actually turn the speakers down low enough that there's not, you know, a visible static.
Visible
I'm
static?
I'm telling you, man, yeah. This cough syrup is so fucking great. It's synesthesia tussin. Van Gobitussin. No, but it's a fucking piece of crap. I'm so angry at that laptop. Yeah, I'm angry at Mac right now. That's what I'm... Yeah. Moth says, I can see my beard without the help of mirrors. Am I made of wind yet? Yes.
Jeez, Moth. Jeez, Moth.
Lord Ultima says, exactly what is the purpose of small flightless birds that choke on paper clips?
I don't know, man.
I'm looking. And Naked Juice says, the Gord Tower has an extra clear in the text. It says clearly and clear. Okay, right. I forgot. Brunhilde says, hey guys, where are my Mr. A's? Sent and K-mail, no response. I know that Zly's been having trouble getting to the admin mail from where she's at, but she'll be back in a couple days, so. Oops. Ah.
Soon and very soon. We appreciate your patience.
Yeah.
What the fuck? MySpace just sent me a newsletter. What the hell?
You know why that happened? Because you're on fucking MySpace. Enter the Wumpa says, I could be wrong, but I believe that the Festive Weapon Assembly Elfbot is the first content in the game to have political references. True? False? Fru? Trolls? What was the political reference?
I don't know. I think what he's thinking of is not, in fact, a political thing. It says this particular elfbot specializes in weapons assembly. He's much more efficient than the elfbot in charge of weapons dissembling, since that one just denies there are any weapons at all. And, That wasn't intended to be a comment on weapons of mass destruction or anything. It's just that those two words are similar. I like the word dissembling.
I heart George Bush.
And Abu Ghraib. Yeah, so Fred Levi sent a picture of the cutting yo-yo from the Mega Man game, and it looks nothing like what I would imagine my razor-tipped yo-yo would look like. So, y'alls are wrong.
Y'alls are wrong.
By the way, Antipode, the time slay is European, and it's not subject to U.S. emissions restrictions, so it gets the full 170 horsepower. So, yeah.
Melon Muncher says, the Yuletide troll definitely looks more like an elf. Isn't a troll a fatty? No. Like, the trolls just have long noses. And their ears are slightly angled. They're maybe 30 degrees above horizontal. Like the laboratory trolls, you know.
Mm-hmm. And elves are...
Gleave says, we already have a contraction for it is, and it's tis.
Maybe that's what I should use instead of it's. My wife had some teacher who told her that any time you had to use the word it's as belonging to it, you needed to restructure your sentence. Because you should just never have to use it. You should be specific.
What?
Yeah, so if you said, like, the bird was sitting in its nest, it should be, like, the bird was sitting in the bird's
the
nest.
The bird's nest.
The bird was sitting in the nest that belonged to it. Alphonse asks what the funniest screen name we've seen on KOL might be.
Yeah, Bob Hope's lesbian golf cart was a good one.
Yeah.
And, the funniest mall store name was definitely Vaginal Blood Farts.
Yeah.
Who was that? There's one name that I see every once in a while that I think is clever every single time. I don't remember.
Yeah,
Wile E. Coyote. That's
I like Hurt Reynolds too. But is that a reference to something, or is that...
No, I don't know.
Because I think that's pretty clever. Hey, we can leave.
All right.
We can just walk right out of here.
Just got to the end of the questions, too. It was like 2 weeks worth of questions.
Burned right. All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Apparently that works a lot better.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. I'll see you Thursday.
Good night. Can you